Disbelief closed the mouths of the other girls. She stared at them like an animal trainer at their first meeting with a litter of lion cubs. "Victoria Simison, damn it, have you seen her?" The urgency of her voice seemed to resonate with the beautiful brunette, who was obviously the least inebriated of them all. She put a hand on Nina's arm so that she released her friend's ponytail. "I sing in the choir with Victoria. She was at the party, but she's got into a really serious argument with Frederick, her boyfriend, well, who was. They were shouting pretty loudly, but I think they made up in the end." The girl swayed and gasped. "Made up?" "Hmm." She turned with difficulty, pointing into the dark park. "I saw her go in there a little while ago with Frederick and a couple of his friends." Nina straightened. The other girls nodded, shamefaced. Then a sharp scream cut through the darkness. "Go home, now," Nina ordered. "You have families who are really worried about you. Go. Now." She pulled her hair up under her black beanie and ran into the park, not making a sound on the dewy grass. Another scream. Silhouettes around a park bench. A glimpse of white skin. The excited voice of a young boy. "No means yes, and yes means anal. Now fuck her in the ass, Frederick." "Then hold her still, damn it." Nina recognized the voice from the banana club. And later. They had Victoria over the back of the bench. Her knees were placed firmly on the seat. Another boy was holding her long hair, pulling her neck down over the hard edge of the bench. Frederick's white jeans lay around his ankles, and he was tearing Victoria's thin panties to shreds. The third boy spread her legs apart. Frederick was about to stick his dick into his anus when a hand slid in between his thighs. The hand gripped his penis hard and pulled it back until the swelled organ cracked. Frederick fell backward screaming. One of Frederick's minions let go of Victoria's legs and was hit by a hard, even blow to the solar plexus. He went down beside his idol. Their screams permeated the park's silence. Birds began to flock from the tops of trees. The third boy let go of the girl's hair and tried to escape, but Nina was on him like a Labrador chasing a frisbee. She kicked him on the inside of